95.7 The Hog presents The Morning Hog Brew Review. Josh and Amelia from SR Parade are here. Listen to that. And it's our first new brew review of the year.
Yes.
Happy New Year.
How about that? Happy New Year to you guys.
Thank you.
Do you guys celebrate New Year's Eve, by the way?
Absolutely. Oh,
yeah. Do you know what Steve was doing on New Year's Eve?
Probably sleeping.
He was sleeping. Yeah, he was sleeping. Yeah. Yeah, he got a good nap. What is the curveball on today's episode?
We are going to stick with a New Year's resolution theme and check out some zero alcohol beers in honor of Dry January.
Okay.
That way you can still participate with everybody if they are drinking right now. And
Well, this is good.
I see what you did there.
I like this.
Yes.
I see. So if you're doing a Dry January, this brew review is more for you than any of them.
Yeah, that way you can still get all the flavor of your beers and none of the alcohol.
Okay.
Yeah, at least you'll feel motivated for the first week of Dry January to keep going for a second week.
Right.
And then it all falls apart in the third.
At least go 2 weeks. At least go half a month if you're trying to do Dry January. I know it's a challenge because we're always on here on Friday mornings drinking beer.
Sure.
So,
well, if you made it to the seventh already, that's a good solid number, seven.
I made it to the seventh.
Yeah. I made it to the second.
And you're good. Well, that's yeah. I think I was, me too.
We had mimosas, and I'm like, well, that's over.
Mimosas, my weakness.
That counts. Well, I recognize some of these gents and others not. Tell me what we're going to start with here.
I believe we're going to start off with Heineken 00.
Oh, good. Okay.
They came out with this a couple years ago.
Yes.
We've talked about it in the past. The NA category is growing rapidly.
Yep.
And it's because of that younger crowd that wants to go out there and still party, have a good time, have a beer in their hand, and be a part of all the festivities, but not, be a little safer when they're out there.
Sure.
Maybe as a nightcap as well, just to, kind of wind down the night a little faster. Some of the non-alcoholics of your father's days, were a little out there. They didn't taste quite right, and nowadays the process is a little bit different. They're able to brew these beers with the alcohol and then pull it out.
Yeah.
I don't know the specifics. I'm not a brewer, but it's a pretty cool process. That way, the flavor still stays intact.
Okay.
So it's pretty cool.
Well, one unique thing about Heineken is don't they actually brew it somehow to be completely alcohol-free throughout the whole process?
Something like that.
That's why they call it 0.0. A lot of the non-alcoholics actually have 0.0, less than 0.5%.
Yeah. So legally, they're allowed to say it's non-alcoholic.
Right. I got
you. Okay.
Now, in high school, I went to Volusia Mall, and I tried to buy a non-alcoholic beer in Sbarro's, the pizza place. Wouldn't sell it to me.
Really?
So that's where
we've
had that discussion before. I don't know the legality. I believe there's certain states. As a minor, you're allowed to purchase a non-alcoholic beer.
Yeah.
I do not believe Florida is one of them.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Which is bizarre.
Yeah.
Of all the states.
You can buy an alligator, but you can't buy a non-alcoholic beer.
Right.
So, not really sure what's going on there. Yeah.
There's it right there.
I think it's something about the action of buying a beer. It's still considered, holding a beer, looks like a beer, tastes like a beer.
Sure. Well, Listerine has more alcohol than a non-alcoholic beer.
Cough syrup. You can buy cough syrup when you're 18, but you can't buy a non-alcoholic beer.
Smells fantastic. I'm not sure why you know that, but...
Yeah. Steve does a lot of home lab work. You don't even want to know
about it. Wait a minute. What about vanilla extract? That also has alcohol in it, and you can buy that at 16.
Really?
Rut row.
I've never tried to chug that.
Yeah, neither.
Yet.
Well, not yet.
Yeah, no. Still days young. But that I love that. I mean, that tastes, if you blindfold me, I don't know if I'm going
to
be able to tell.
I was just about to say that. It still tastes like a Heineken.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It does to me.
I guess it's like that same theory with diet soft drinks and stuff, where if you have a diet soft drink that doesn't, loses the taste when they take some of the sugar out or something, but this doesn't lose anything. So well done, Heineken. I don't know what
well
you did,
done.
But well, it's genius.
I'll tell you what they did. They put 69 calories in this bottle.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank
wow.
You.
They got that special number.
Make my shirts going to fit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's good. It's really good. All right. I recognize that label. What are we getting into next?
So this one, back in the day, used to be called Coors N.A.
Okay.
Pretty simple name.
Right.
Now it's Coors Edge. Coors Edge.
Just an
so it is Coors, non-alcoholic.
Okay.
It's going to be a little bit closer to your Coors Banquet flavor rather than a Coors Light flavor.
Okay.
Still really cool that, these companies are still out there doing this type of stuff.
So the formula is the same, just a nice branding change?
Right. Okay. Exactly.
All right. It is that taste, right?
I mean, tastes way different from the other one.
It does.
This says it's double brewed for a refreshing taste. Double brewed. Mm. Oh, the second brewing, does is that what removes the alcohol?
I would hope so.
Yeah,
I
think it's supposed to. Yeah,
they do it right.
Yes, I mean, mistakes that's exactly happen.
Because typically if you're double brewing something, you're trying to get it a little bit higher.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
Mm. Go lower here.
You get the one, put that thing in reverse.
So this one actually says it contains less than 0.5% alcohol. So
that's
yes,
that margin
a
for error.
Yeah, exactly. Margin for error.
I do like that though. You know, you give yourself a little buffer. I've certainly seen the Heineken is Coors Edge is out there as well.
Absolutely.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Check out the website, first of all. It's just the easiest way to get that done.
You talk about srprot.com/beerfinder?
That would be the one.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
But Heineken 00 is just about everywhere. Okay. I mean, it took over. They actually had to start allocating it when it first came out because it was such a popular product.
Yeah.
Now that pretty much the supply chain has been filled.
Good.
So Publix, Total Wine, ABC, local independents, bars.
Right.
Don't be afraid to ask for a non-alcoholic at a bar. They ain't going to laugh at you.
No, I
promise.
There's no. The stigma is not there. You won't be the one dropping your car keys and falling in the parking
lot. You're giving
lot.
Them money.
Yeah.
Why would they argue with that?
Yeah.
You feel weird about it, ask them for it in a pint glass.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. All right, there's two more. We're going to get to them on the second side, the second half of the Morning Hog Brew Review. Josh and Amelia from SR Parada here. Stick around. More coming up.